Naya, you have the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
How may I help you today?
I'm looking for phases 1A and 1B on the internet.
You're looking for phases 1A and 1B on the... What website are you using?
I'm on Alabama Public Health.gov.
Okay. One moment here. Let's see if I can navigate you through. Let's see here. One moment here. I have to check to see what site I need to go to. Okay. What you're going to do, I have the website for you to go to, and it'll show you all the phases.
Okay.
It is AL, so A as in apple, L as in Lima, COVID, COVID, vaccine, vaccine.gov.
All right, let me go there if you don't mind.
Yeah, Jim, you're fine. Go ahead.
Do you need an appointment for the drive-up?
No, ma'am. For the drive-up and the walk-in clinics, there's no appointment needed.
Okay. I don't see where the 1A and 1B is.
Okay. When you go to the website that I provided you, do you see where it states the COVID-19 vaccination allocation plan?
I see vaccination eligibility check and scheduling portal.
Okay. Go back up to the little sentence that's before the portal.
While the current vaccine supply is limited, it is necessary. Okay.
At the last sentence, do you see where it says, Alabama has worked with stakeholders and followed guidelines provided by the federal government to provide a COVID-19 vaccination allocation plan?
Yes, I see that.
Click on the COVID-19 vacation allocation plan. Click on those words, and it's going to send you to a link.
Okay. Okay, I see that. Is that 1A and 1B?
Yes, ma'am. You're going to scroll through and it'll show you the qualifications for 1A and 1B.
Okay, if you are, let's see. If you are bipolar, is that one of the, is that one of the qualifications to meet the, if you're not 65?
Let's see. Give me one moment, 'cause it has not been confirmed if the mental illnesses such as bipolar and the others do qualify. Give me one moment. Let me check for you.
Okay.
One moment here, I'm still with you. I'm just waiting on their update.
Okay. That would be high risk conditions, ages 16 to 64. I don't see that on this one.
You don't see the high risk conditions?
Not on here.
It would be really 1C, so the phase that's coming up on the 8th is people with high-risk medical conditions. So if you scroll down past 1A, because I think 1A is on a page by itself, and you'll see phase 1B and 1C, it'll be with high-risk medical conditions.
Okay. All right, what about if I take care of my husband? Would that be considered a homemaker companion, PCA?
Yes, ma'am. Since you do take care of your husband, that would be considered as a homemaker and a PCA. And also, with the high-risk medical conditions, scroll down past all the phases and go down to the footnotes. When you go down to the footnotes, click on number 2. It'll show you the link with all the precaution with people with high-risk medical conditions, but it's not limited to those. So I have received confirmation that you should be able to still go ahead and qualify to receive your vaccine as well, since bipolar disorder can be counted as a high-risk medical condition.
Okay, I don't see that on here. Would I need to get a letter from my doctor, or what would I need to do?
If you can obtain a letter from your doctor, that would be best. It would help with trying to go ahead and getting you that vaccine. That way they can go ahead and get you in.
Okay. All right, I do both. I have that, and then I have the Homemaker Companion PCA. How would I prove that?
You would just have to show that you are your husband's caretaker, and he would have to confirm as well. I don't really think it's
okay.
Any official documentation you have to provide.
Okay. And then on the other, I would need to get a letter from my doctor, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, where is that? I don't see that on here.
It should be. Now, so I'm trying to see why you can't see the footnotes. If you scroll past all of the phases, are you looking on your computer or on your phone?
On my phone.
Okay.
I see the footnotes.
Yes, ma'am. Click, go down to footnote 2 and click on the link that it has.
Will the person that's given us the shot, will she know that?
Know that you have pre-existing medical conditions?
Yes.
I'm not necessarily sure if the person, if your medical condition is in direct relation to you receiving the vaccine and that you have may have a reaction to it, she will be notified. If it's just as simple as you having like sickle cell or COPD, she may not be aware, but it's simply that it's not necessarily convenient for her to give you the vaccine. They're just getting you in first.
Okay.
But she will have a list of your information if you set up an appointment, so she will know your pre-existing conditions.
Okay. Or if I go with the Homemaker Companion PCA, I won't have to have a condition from my doctor. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
That is no problem at all. Do you need any further help today?
That's all. Thank you.
No problem. I do thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.